We now talk to Soku Sibiya, the editor of Africa.com. And Soku, this morning we're asking the question, why aren't women who develop Nigeria being recognized? Good morning.
Good morning, Africa and dear listeners. That's a very good question. And the reason why this question was raised was because on Monday, Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari basically renamed 23 train stations in the country after what he calls deserving Nigerians who have basically contributed to the development of the country as well as the community. So some of the people who are named are Nigerian members of parliament, former ministers, Wole Soyinka, who's an author, and a very, you know, a critical person who looks at, who said some damning things to Buhari as well as other people in terms of his views. But what people noticed was that of the 23 stations, only one was named after a woman, and that was Fela Kuti's mother, who is and a feminist and activist. And people are very upset about that in terms of, you know, in a country of 150 million people, how come there's only one woman who is named as being part of, nation developing? And people have come out to say, you know, these other names we could have suggested. And some people are thinking, for example, 2 weeks ago, the first Nigerian female helicopter pilot passed away, who could have been named in one of those train stations, because it's supposed to be looking at people, you know, past and present, young and old, and meant to encompass everybody. And the thing is, why aren't women named?
I imagine they do not follow a similar process to what we follow here in South Africa in renaming streets and public places, where there is a public participation process where people nominate names, a committee sits and reviews those nominees, and then proposes, of course, to a structure of government who then makes the final decision.
Yes, you're correct, because had that been done, these things would have been ironed out pretty much before it was signed into law. So people are even naming women, for example, like Shehu Sani, who are people who are women who have fought against, you know, the use of fake drugs in Nigeria, which is a very big thing in West Africa. Women who, you know, if you think about the Bring Back the Girls, which is a very big campaign in Nigeria, those campaigns were started by women, but yet they're not named when it comes time to looking at people who have developed or who have fought for community ideals.
Soku, thank you very much indeed. Soku Sibiya, editor of Africa.com.